Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I appreciate everybody tuning in. I know I've been kind of on a bend or a rant all week regarding the education system, and I promise you I'm not done. However, let me get through the obligatory sponsored by. This show is sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org, as well as 1798part2.org, as well as republicreview.org. You are listening to the only show that is being broadcasted on any form of airwaves, even internet, so over any line. This is the only show that will provide you with the solution. And actually, this solution wasn't concocted. This was actually designed by the framers. Thomas Jefferson wrote about it first in the Notes on the State of Virginia. But this is the solution in getting the federal government to comply to the Constitution. And we want you to know about it. The process is Republic Review. And if you want to call in, you've got questions, you have you seek knowledge or any kind of elucidation, clarification on anything, if you've read content, just call in 215-867-8255. So with that, let me just kind of jump forward to what I usually do. I don't mean to grovel, but I don't want to be the pig, or I don't want to hog all of the blessings. There is a lot of blessings that are coming from helping you get your liberties back and to preserve this constitutional republic. I will tell you, if you want to get involved, if you want to be a recipient in in these blessings, by all means, just send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I can't promise you any type of blessings, but I will promise you that you will be blessed, because as I'm working on an article, and as I get this thing published, I will be able to give you the academic evidence that the framers, they all attributed to the divine hand of providence in establishing this Constitution, which means that they were reliant upon his inspiration, and therefore, that is exactly how they came up with this whole new concept of republicanism. Let me digress a second here. Most people understand republicanism as just a representative government of the people. We're a government of the people, for the people, by the people. But no. If you understand the Sherman Compromise, they introduced a second level of sovereignty, and that was the states, or the sub-element of government, at the highest level. In other words, in the National Republic, where there are 50 sovereign states, the 50 sovereign states are also, obviously they're sovereign, but they're also eligible and also requiring or in need of representation, because the way they created the legislative body, there are two separate sovereigns within the National Congress, or within the sovereignty of the federal government or the general government, even though they may be limited in scope to those enumerated powers. I am telling you, and you really need to understand this, that both the Senate and Congress, or I should say the House, those two bodies represent very specific constituents. Even though we may directly elect the senators are supposed to still represent the states. Whether we like it or not, that is their job, and that's why they've been granted a very select portion of powers. That's why they're responsible for making sure that there are, you know, Republican-friendly, and when I mean Republican, not party-wise, but Republican-friendly government-wise types of people being appointed to cabinets, jurists being appointed to the courts, and so forth. And that is why the House has its representation, and its focus in powers are to ensure that they're not sending we the people, because that's who they represent, out to wars, or that they're overtaxing us and those types of things. There are deliberate separations of power, both at the national government and, oh, by the way, folks, there's an actual separation of powers in the state, or at least there's supposed to be. The problem is that the states have become little cesspools of democracy. That's why the states are just running amok. So before we can even worry about the states, we've got to get our biggest problem out of the way, because the biggest culprit in corrupting and perverting state government is the federal government. So that's why we got to get them to comply. Then it's going to be so much easier to get the states to comply, because then they don't have all of these strings and all of these regulations that are all unconstitutional. So if you're looking for the blessings of trying to be a part of, there's a couple of different ways. Now, some of you may be really well-to-do and you just don't have the time. The only thing you have is you can throw some money. We do have a crowdfunding set up, and if you want to send some money that way, that'd be great. If you want to advertise, that'd be even great as well, because we are not a 501c3 or a nonprofit. And I want to be very clear about this. If I'm a nonprofit, if we as an organization are a nonprofit, then our hands are tied into how we engage politically. In other words, we can't necessarily give direct funds and that type of stuff, depending on the type of nonprofit. And so they create these firewalls between these different nonprofits. And there was no doubt in my mind, the only way we could go and we could move freely is by becoming an LLC. So we've been very careful in making sure that the money that we bring in goes out to the cause, and we make sure we cover what our taxes are and those types of things. But like I said, if you want to give, we still have probably the highest percentage of money going out really directly to the cause. Nobody's living off of any highfalutin lifestyle, if you haven't heard that promo here. Literally, nobody that is helping us is living off of a highfalutin lifestyle. We've got a lot of, I would say, ideologues and zealots, and all of us are dirt poor, and we can't afford to fund this on our own. But let me move on. If you also want to help, but you don't have the money, then there's a couple of things you can do. You can send me an email and you can get involved in your local state. There's a few different ways you can do that. There's another way, and one way that you will be able to do a lot of different things, is if you go to theconstitutionclub.ning.com and sign up. That way you can actually drill into your state, your county, and start getting involved. You can send me an email and say, hey, I'm there. What do I need to do? And how can I start to get this kickstarted? And I will help you and connect you with other critical people that you will need to be connected with. So, and you will be connecting with a lot of people by joining theconstitutionclub.ning.com. So anywho, that is a few ways that you can get involved so that you can be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Because if you're just driving around looking for a good conservative entertainer to let you rant and, you know, let off some steam, that may make you sleep better at night, but that doesn't get you one inch closer to solving the problem, because it's not about complaining. It is about taking action, and we are a solution-based organization. We are literally out to solve the problems. So I would love to get more help, and if you want to, by all means, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, constitutionclub.ning.com. And let me move on. I don't do this very often, but I want to take a special second and thank you, because I do know that we're growing, and I do want to thank you for tuning in as well as helping the show grow. If you keep getting the word out, hey, you know, you may be listening to this, you know, guy that, you know, berates people, and, you know, he may be pretty sharp, but he doesn't have a real solution. You ought to tune into this GR guy. He actually has a solution. Check him out. He actually goes through the solution, you know, and points you to it. And actually, the place to go would be reclaimingtherepublic.org. That's where our podcasts are. That's where the bullets are that I can walk you through the argument. We've got videos there. So we've got a lot of content. And actually, if you go to the Constitution Club, they'll point you this way as well. So anywho, as I always do, I did look through the news and I looked out my window. There is no sign of any government, federal or state, local or what have you, that is going to unleash and, you know, start complying to their constitution. And so what that means is we're going to have to do this. If you're hoping that tomorrow it'll come, they're going to disband all of this. No, they're not. But I'm going to look anyway, and I'm going to tell you that they still haven't done it. And so maybe tomorrow is the day you'll actually, you know, that chip will finally be knocked off your shoulder, and that'll really tick you off. And so you'll finally get involved and decide to actually join in. So anywho, we are going to have to start working together. And actually the two ingredients for success in this, and it's the same ingredients the framers use, we need to set aside our differences and we need to set aside our self-interests. It's not about watching me on TV. It's about learning. If I've got something to tell you, if I've got something to share, if it is all important, and everything that, you know, we try to provide you is definitely relevant to the solution, we're not trying to gain market space or getting you to become a subscriber. The only reason we would ask you to subscribe for anything is to actually help further the cause, not to be able to make more money off of you. I don't begrudge anybody in the capitalistic system, but I will tell you that the framers, had they been capitalists in the process, they would not have been inspired by the divine hand of providence and been able to create a system that literally left a free market and a free frontier for all of us to be able to enjoy and develop prosperity for our posterity. How about that one? Anyway, I've got to go. I've had a hard break, so I'll be right back after this. Thank you so much.
Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
So, as I told you earlier this week, I will have Mitchell Nicholas Gerber back on. He is one of the tippy points of the spear that is fighting the Chinese live organ harvesting. And a part of what they're doing, and as they try to dismantle this evilness within China, I
I can't help but think some of these other things that are deeply connected, I think they're all connected and they will probably all end up failing. And he has a high confidence that within the next 5 years, they will be able to overcome this. We will have a good conversation about that. I have a kind of a different view, not that it can't be overcome, but I don't believe necessarily that that's always a good thing. Look at Russia. Russia tore down the wall. Russia all of a sudden is no longer communist, so they're not our enemy. No, that didn't change. And so even though the bear may be divided, the bear is still connected and it still functions as a bear, right? So anyway, I'll be talking to him later on and we'll be talking about what he's doing and what's going on in that struggle. I'm also going to be talking to Aaron Tilbury with the Jonah Project and let him kind of talk about where he's at, because it's been about a year since I've actually had a catch up with him. And I'd like to find out where they are and what they're doing in connecting with others, because there would be nothing better. And it would be, as he points out, he doesn't see, you know, a real end until we solve the problem. And it's almost like a free market. When you get into the black market, it is truly a free market, right? When you go walking down the street and you're at a garage sale, there's no government man there in between to regulate you. And when it comes to the sex trade, they're definitely deep whale back behind walls and curtains and so forth, that government is not around at all. And they're doing all sorts of nefarious things. And so the thing he points out is that we have to take away the demand, because the supply only is providing for the demand. And as the demand increases, the supply increases. And so how do we do that? And that's definitely a good conversation. We've talked about it before. We'll probably talk about it again, but we're going to talk with Aaron Tilbury and what's going on nationwide regarding the sex slave trafficking and how he's kind of working from his little corner in the Northwest with all these other different organizations and so forth that are trying to fight this and try to shut this down. I will also have Keith Broders on, and we're going to be talking about what you can plan on and what you can get involved in January 2019. That is when the legislators get back into session. That is when we will be able to start educating them on things that they will be able to have dialogue on that they never thought about. Things that they can go, wow, this is very interesting. So anyway, we're going to have hopefully a couple of other people. I don't know. We're working on that in the background, and we will see what we have. But that's something that will be coming up later on in December. As I kind of said before, though, I've kind of been ranting regarding the education system. And what really got this started was I've had a few conversations with different friends who have high school kids. I've got one that his daughter is in college. Another one, his son just went into high school. And the one with the daughter in college, they were really lucky, because once she was an only child, they had a very close relationship because of her health. But they went through very similar problems where, you know, they could tell that their daughter was, you know, didn't trust them and, you know, thought that they were the enemy in her life. And she didn't know why, and she didn't understand a lot of that. And it took a little bit of, you know, introspect for her to kind of overcome that. And going to a Patriot's house this weekend and seeing the disdain these kids had for their father. And, you know, it was just over him trying to have a conversation to get to where they are with their paradigm, how they see things. And him trying to point out, you know, you're missing this, you're missing this, you're missing this. And they just did not want, I mean, they did not want to hear a thing he said. And so as I injected myself and kind of turned their focus to me instead of their father, we actually started having a very civil conversation. And I was absolutely able to start opening doors for them But the problem is that, you know, most people don't have, you know, strangers. I never met these kids before. I was a stranger to them. How many people do you know have strangers that come into your home and actually try to help your kids understand civics and social engineering and those types of things? There is a huge deprogramming need. And obviously, you can't go see, because a lot of states, there's countries now that are passing laws that will not allow you to deprogram your children. Once they've made a choice of their sexual orientation, the government wants to protect them in that, and they want to use that as the justification to rip away your parental rights. They've been using all sorts of little things to actually rip away your parental rights. We can't allow this stuff to continue, my friends. And so one of the most important things we need to start doing is we need to actually start deprogramming. So you literally need to get with your friends at church, your local community members, and just start having this conversation. Just get all the adults in the room and literally say, we all have teenage kids here. How many think that their kids are still their friends? Or are you finding that we're kind of the enemy to them now? And then you'll start realizing you're not alone. You're going to start actually opening up. And what I hope to expose, and you have to do this, I can't. This has to be a nationwide effort where people are starting to expose the school system. You know, back in the 60s, we learned a long time ago that it was illegal for companies to put what they call subliminal messages in videos, movies, and what have you. And if a company did that and they got caught, they would be in real trouble, because there's nothing more evil than a company trying to make money off of you by tricking you in through subliminal suggestions in, you know, buying their product or going to, you know, because they did it in, they did some tests in a drive-in movie and got to see how many people would go and get popcorn or what have you. And it was very powerful. So companies can't do it. Do schools do it? Do some of these nefarious organizations like Planned Parenthood, who's driving a lot of your social engineering programs, such as sex education and so forth, are they doing it? They're not selling you a product. They're just brainwashing your kid. And if you understand how important your children are to the Bolshevik Revolution, they need useful idiots. They have drawn the line. Your kids are a part of the battle. And they want to own them, and they believe that if they use mind control, brainwashing, inculcation, it's all about the curriculum. That's why they remove God and everything else out of the curriculum. This is why I'm asking you to take the initiative to try to work with other people. Take 1 hour a week. Do it on Sunday. You know, instead of watching football, you know, or instead of doing something that you usually do, spend an hour with your kids, but then take another hour a week and go and actually speak with your friends of your same age that have kids and start comparing notes, start writing things down. And if you have to, get a nanny cam. Get a nanny cam to actually film coverage your children and how they react to you versus how they react to somebody else. The only way you're going to be able to expose this and actually show your kids is when they see themselves, how they're actually acting. They're probably clueless that they're so triggered, that they're so wired that way. The only way that they're going to be broken out of this brainwashing, out of this conditioning. And when we talk to Aaron Tilbury, I'll probably go back down that path. Because what these kids are being exposed to, I think that the school system is actually helping them get exposed and in that path of, you know, being broken mentally so that they are ready to become sex slaves. The education system wants your kids to be slaves. They want them to be slaves to the state. They want them to be slaves to addictive behavior. And oh, don't worry, because the state is going to carry, and you know, the weight, whatever that is. If you understand the just good and evil and that type of stuff, right? What sin is. If you look at, you know, an unwanted pregnancy as a sin, or maybe smoking or drinking maybe is a sin, or, you know, extra sex outside of marriage, those types of things as sins. Well, what the government has been doing for a long, long time, and they focused a lot of our tax dollars on trying to remove the consequences of sin. That's why we have abortion clinics, right? That's why they spend all sorts of money now in making sure everybody has free medical care. So it doesn't matter what you do to your body. That's okay. It's covered. All pre-existing conditions, we got you covered. This is the face of evil, because if there's no consequences for doing things that are wrong, then why not do them? If you understand what Satan or what these evil people want to do, is they want to get you so steeped in addictive behavior that you are just trapped. You are enslaved. And so with that, as the music comes in, and I kind of turn it down a little bit, I have to take a break, but I will be back, and I want to close on this because this is really important. I probably will close on it today. I'll probably close on it tomorrow, but this is so important, and you can be in the new frontier of taking back your kids as a part of taking back this republic. So we'll be right back after this.
Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
As I was just saying, there is, you know, there's probably nothing more important than taking away the combatants, those pawns that the enemy is banking on. The communists are banking on using your kids to vote in these upcoming elections. If you're a patriot, you need to get engaged and literally get your kids unprogrammed. You need to ask them, how would they vote on this? How would they vote on this? And if they tell you that there's, you know, that's wrong, that there should be no, you know, voting should be private, well, ask them why. Why do they feel that their voting should be private? Because they don't want you to know. That's very specific why it should be private, if you understand what I'm talking about.
I want you to start getting engaged, because as you get engaged, as you start having these open and honest conversations with your kids, you are going to realize what a good hold that the education system has brainwashed them with all the crap. And so you're going to need a good source of an education in undoing all of that. And so we're going to try to work in helping you. However, I don't want to say it's not my priority, because really when it comes down to really perturbing their efforts, this is a priority. But right now I'm juggling so much. I need your help. I'm asking every day if you can help some way by doing research or what have you. So I'm asking you at this point, if you would start engaging with your kids, and as you start exposing this, or if you find that you're not, and you realize that others are, then start comparing notes so that you can differentiate what you did and how you reacted, how you engaged. You know, a lot of people don't want to necessarily admit that they're a bad parent. This is not about admitting you're a bad parent. What this is about identifying that there is an institution that we have trusted and trusted and trusted for centuries that has been working to undermine us. And so it's not your fault. We've all felt that we should be able to trust our government. We all felt that we should be able to trust our schools. It's not about you being a bad parent. But we need you to become a hero in saving your kids and saving America. That's one thing you can literally do. So let me put this to the side, and we'll try to revisit this one more time tomorrow. And I hope that what I am saying is resonating, because I want to hear back from you. Just send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. There you go. Just let me know what you're finding. There's no doubt in my mind that these people that are telling me that they're witnessing their kids who used to love them and hold their hands, and they were just really close as father, daughter, father, son, mother, daughter, mother, son, and so forth. They were very, very close. And then all of a sudden they hit this age and they just became enemies to you. And you don't understand why. And I will tell you that they've been programmed that way. And here's an interesting thing, because sometimes it is our fault. Sometimes some of the things we do, there are consequences. Remember, there's consequences for our actions, right? And if you haven't heard, did you hear about this ABCDE girl? Okay, so there's this lady, Teresa Redford, who decided to call her child ABCDE. And she went, this girl's 5 years old now, and she was flying somewhere on Southwest Airlines. And actually, the Southwest Airlines employee at the gate, this mother's claiming that she mocked her. And I don't know how you mock a child. I think that maybe she kind of made fun of the fact that her mother, if her mother's the one that came up with that name, you know, just completely lacked any kind of originality. Really? That's what you decided to call your child, huh? Couldn't come up with anything better. A, B, C, D, E. Okay. So anyway, she, you know, may have made fun of the fact that her mother lacked some creativity, or, you know, didn't see, you know, the real you know, parting of the heavens of, oh, this is such, you know, a heavenly name. Anywho. I know that Southwest Airlines, you know, was very apologetic because this woman felt like she mocked. And sometimes it's always about perceptions. But the whole point is we have to understand that there are consequences to our behavior, right? When we do something like that, don't think your kid's not going to get made fun of. I know, and I have met kids that have been literally named things by their parents for a very specific purpose. And they had to have known that their kids were going to get a razzing, their kids were going to get it, they were going to get a needling, or what have you. And so you can't go in and then hold somebody accountable for something that you've done. We have a right to be offended because we live in a society that believes that your First Amendment rights, your freedom of speech and freedom of expression are sacred regardless of how you perceive them. And so it's really sad that here's a mother that did this to her child and then wants to go around society and poke everybody in the eye when you want to go, really? That's what you named your daughter? So this is this is how out of hand this really is. And so we're heading down these paths where there's laws that are starting to hit the books. If you haven't heard, they're called SOGI laws. Sexual orientation, gender identity laws. And these people want to pass laws that are literally unconstitutional, that will literally force you to speak a certain way. And if not, they will hold you accountable. And I believe it was SOGI laws in Oregon and possibly California where people have had to pay $60,000 fines for offending somebody because they didn't use the proper pronouns for somebody that was gender identified something different. Really? We cannot have laws on the books that violate our constitutional rights. Do you understand civil rights? What they're doing is they're protecting themselves from your civil rights. That's wrong. And you know it's wrong, and that's why I'm hoping, and if you happen to know any legislators that are going into session, tell them that they need to introduce a bill, that there shall be no law, regulation or policy that violates the U.S. Constitution or this state's constitution. That is that simple. Have them put a law in, literally that simple, and that's all you need to do. So that when SOGI laws come along and these other laws come along, they go, hey, hold it. Did you realize this is going to violate the First Amendment? This is going to violate the U.S. Constitution, the 14th Amendment, like when they want to pass gun laws. Oh, hold it now. No state shall pass any law that infringes upon any individual's privileges and immunities. That means your First, your Second Amendment rights and your First Amendment rights and your Fourth Amendment rights and so forth and so on. So just get it out there to any legislator you know. If you happen to know any, I mean, this is like stating the obvious, right? I'm writing the Constitution on parchment. Did the framers have to say that? Or could we just look at it and go, okay, that's pretty obvious. It's unfortunate that we actually have to start passing laws that are obvious. But that's what every state needs. They all need literally a law passed this year that no law, regulation, statute, policy, you can just list them all down, code. Nothing can be passed if it violates the U.S. Constitution or this state's constitution, because the constitutions are the highest laws of the land. And I know that's stating the obvious, but the intent is to get these legislators to start thinking, right? I mean, let's force the conversation. Anyway, speaking of conversations, did you hear that Mark Lamont Hill got dropped by CNN? Now, even though I think that this network should drop, and I think every network should drop this communist, I think that all the communists should be dropped. If we had all communists dropped out of the network, that they couldn't work in the network at all, then we probably wouldn't have hardly any news reporting, because it seems like the entire league of journalism and reporting is just a bunch of communists. So the problem I have, though, is how do we define the press? Is the corporation or the person the press? Who or what is the press? Because we believe this thing called the freedom of the press, right? That there should be no law that abridges the freedom of the press, freedom of speech, so forth. So what is the press? Is it CNN? Or is Lamont Hill Mark Lamont Hill as the reporter, is he the press? Is he the guy, because he's working the story, he's doing the research? Or is he literally just some front guy for CNN? We need to start thinking about this, because we already know that there's this problem with the press. The press is completely in league with subverting this constitution and this republic and our liberties as well as our sovereignty. It's well documented. As a matter of fact, Rockefeller thanked the Council of Foreign Relations. I read it for you before, where Rockefeller literally thanked them in front of God and everybody for the 40 or 50 years of support in helping them move the New World Agenda, and yes, a conspiracy, that they were conspiring in getting everybody to become accepting of homosexuality and accepting of all these other things. The funny thing is, and maybe I'll pick this up after the break, why is it that we're still racially divided when you really look at where Hollywood was in the late 60s, early 70s? How come we're still racially divided, but now we're accepting homosexuality? Interesting. Well, we'll bring that up when we come back. Thanks.
It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. So as I was kind of going down this memory lane, if you remember with Archie Bunker, if you remember with the Jeffersons, they were actually addressing and having an open and honest dialogue about racism. As a matter of fact, if you remember Room 222 and I forget all the different shows that were on right then in the early to mid 70s, they were really punching racism in the mouth, and they realized that they were actually making headway against racism. So what happened? If you look at all the entertainment, instantly there was a shift. They realized the success that they were having with social engineering and using television and entertainment media in getting people to break those barriers. So they stopped, because there's a lot of money to be made as long as they keep us divided. As long as you hate the other people of different pigmentations and or of other ethnicities, whatever you want to call this problem that we have, racism in America or what have you, they do not want to solve that problem. But what they did start, because if you remember, All in the Family, good old Archie, they dealt with every single social engineering topic out there, and homosexuality was one of them. So they definitely started, you know, drilling into, do you remember a show called Three's Company? They were instantly trying to normalize homosexuality in the 70s. You got to remember that people, I mean, almost everybody in the 60s says there's just no way we'll ever allow homosexuality to become a norm in this country. As a matter of fact, in the 50s and in the 60s, I think there were still laws in every state. I believe Mr. Levin wrote that in one of his books. I think it was Men in Black. He talked that every law had laws against sodomy, or every state, in the 60s. Slowly, they started repealing some of those because the tide was changing, because the manipulation and the social engineering was working. And so, obviously, this was being drilled into school. Kids were learning about alternate lifestyles. And all of a sudden, if you remember, in 1971 or two is when the APA came out and said, hey, homosexuality is a genetic thing. It's not a disorder or a choice or anything. It's just you're born that way, right? Do you remember that? Do you remember what happened in 2009? Probably not. Because it never hit front page, and as a matter of fact, they probably whispered the news, because in 2009 is when the APA came out and said, with all the testing we've done, we were wrong, and we can't prove that it is genetic. Oops. And still they teach to this day that it's genetic. Well, the APA had to be honest because they were forced to be honest, but it wasn't like every newspaper and every education curriculum and all of that out there was going to lift a finger to try to undo or get that genie back into the bottle, right? So they just kept full steam ahead. We are all on board with genetics and, you know, that homosexuality is nobody's fault, and we're just going forward. Well, my point is, my friends, is that an organization like GLAAD in the 80s actually started rewarding TV shows. It became more and more prevalent. Every show had to have a positive spin on it. Even Seinfeld actually caved, and that's why he did a very specific show on it. Well, there's nothing wrong with it. And it literally became the norm, or they tried to force it into the norm. And I'm telling you that that's been the whole part of the manipulation, and that is the whole reason why we are still divided, because they tried not to go down that path on racism. They knew that there were huge advantages as long as we can blame somebody else, as long as we have somebody else to blame. So the people that we're blaming are, you know, typically the scapegoats. It's the male, typically white and or heterosexual. They're all misogynists. That's why on this show you learned a new word, that we are living in a misandrist society, because it is the male that is actually under attack. If you understand, they're going after the patriarch, the male, and everything else, and they're vilifying men. And so what else can you say? I started this off all about the Mark Lamont Hill being dropped by CNN. And the fact is, I find it interesting, but it all comes down to the fact that we are literally, you know, just dealing with things that are very ambiguously defined, like what is the press? And we're allowing them to define things. I want to get into this because there's people that ask me, why is it that you use these terms? Why do you use homosexuality? Why don't you just use gay, lesbian? And because gay, actually, as I grew up, gay meant happy. They hijacked a word and they took it for themselves. And, you know, so did they consult everybody to say, we want to use this word? Or they just said, no, this is ours. Well, I refuse to give it to them. They're not going to force me to use a narrative or words that I don't want to use, because I truly believe that I have a First Amendment right to use the words I want to use. And so I'm probably a dangerous person in their world, because how dare I express that I have these rights? You have these rights too. And every time you surrender to them any type of ground on a word or definition, then that's what they've done. They've just gained ground on you. It's incremental. Every inch means something. And they're getting something from all of us. So you remember the bakers, remember the florists, and now there's these two Christian artists who may face jail time under this new Arizona anti-discrimination ordinance. How did this happen in a red state like Arizona? Because they're really not that red, and because the communists have been working endlessly, inch by inch, step by step, incrementally. So Bree Nikoski and Joanna Duca, I think is what I'm calling it. I'm probably wrong because I'm bad with names, of the Brush a Nib Studio are challenging the new law, which stipulates that they could face severe punishments for not creating artwork for this same-sex wedding that they do for normal weddings. So their attorney said that they could be sentenced up to 6 months in jail for every day they break the new law, plus the ensuing civil penalties and fees. That's just like the Soji law. As far as I am concerned, no law should be on the books that violates the Constitution. And if you're forcing somebody, an institution, right? Because I know people have a problem with corporations being people, but how many small businesses and self-proprietor businesses are there that are protected under LLC corporation laws and licenses? These are people, and these people have a conscience, and they shouldn't be forced to have to say, do anything that they conscientiously object to. I've read it before, and I'm going to have to read it again. So tomorrow, I'm going to read, because it's a short paragraph, or I should say it's a short essay, but it is important that you understand the context of property. And as Madison said, your ideas, your thoughts are your most sacred and precious property. No one has a right to take them from you. And so it begs the need for me to read those again so that you can understand what we're facing, because when the framers looked at the freedom in the First Amendment, the freedom of speech and the freedom of religious expression of an individual, corporation, or even whatever, it does not matter. You have a right to be offended, and you have a right to go somewhere else and do your business some way else. We do not have a right to use militant tactics in, you know, firebombing and throwing rocks and, you know, and trying to deny that business their rights to function, sending Antifa in there and keeping people from going in, ringing their phone off the hook. That type of stuff is a denial of service. It's just like being hacked, and that's against the law when you hack somebody. It's the same thing. You're denying somebody of their civil rights of being able to conduct business. You have a right to not be there. Everybody else that agrees with you not being there should go somewhere else. But you don't have a right to deny them access, commerce, and so forth. And I know you agree with me. So that's what we have to do. We have to move forward in trying to understand exactly what these are. That's why I'm going to be bringing in tomorrow the Madison's essay on property, okay? And so I hope you tune in for that, because that's probably one of my favorite essays of his. His Religious Monstrance is another good one. I want to talk real quick, and I want to plant this because we're going to get into this tomorrow. Do you understand banking? How many times did the framers discuss banking with regards to the Constitution and the federal government? Was it zero? Pretty much. If you go through the ratification debates, they didn't even discuss the fact that the federal government was going to have a bank, because the federal government wasn't supposed to have a bank. It's that simple. They talk about bankruptcies, and the only ratification debate that I had found was the Massachusetts ratification debate, where they talked about two specific banks, and none of it had to do anything with the federal government having the power delegated to them for banking and banking regulations or anything like that. And so we're going to get into this, because Maxine Waters, the most corrupt congressperson, is going to ascend into that seat on that committee. So we'll be addressing that tomorrow. So you definitely want to tune in tomorrow. I'm GR. I'm Reclaiming the Republic, and I need your help. God bless. We'll be back tomorrow.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.